B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, on the let's suspend bring the heat for a second. All right, because on the line with us, instead of just reading his text or his quotes on the text board, let's get him on for a second from the NFL Network. Good Morning Football, the whole thing in town to cover the game. South Philadelphia's own Mike Garofolo, Mikey.
Well, hold on, this is going to look bad now because I'm telling you, I'm driving. But the beauty of the voice text, you know, I just do the voice text and that sends it the way I want to send it. So I'm almost there. I got this game tonight. So,
all right. So let me ask you. First of all, do you officially take back the sarcasm?
I do take back the sarcasm
because that was unbecoming for you.
I see we're even using the same words. That was unbecoming. You know what? I'll just chalk it up to a rainy day. You know,
they're right, chalking up to too much media press box stuff. Because there is no more snarkiness than in the press box and on the field. It's the height of snarkiness.
That's Snark Central, bro.
It is.
But it's listen. It's the weather because this is like my fourth weather game in a row. And I'm just like I can't even like throw. You know, we got nice threads we buy for the stuff, and I can't. I'm wearing a windbreaker raincoat that they give us. You know, I'm just.
I just want to beat your ass right now. You're complaining. But listen to me. You got all the people you grew up with listening right now. All right,
I know.
And they're hearing you. And they're hearing you whine that you can't wear your Armani on the sidelines.
Armani.
You know what I'm saying? People are going, what happened to Mike? All of a sudden now he's an elitist SOB. NFL Network forgets where he comes from. He's not a Johnson Field rat anymore.
when's the last time? I was going to joke with you later and say, hey, you going to be there tonight? But I know the answer is no. When's the last time you set foot in that press box?
I don't go to the press box anymore.
When's the last time?
The last time I went, I was at the Sixers game Saturday night.
That doesn't count. Eagles, last time you're in the
last time I got news for you. Hey, big shot. I was at Hard Rock Stadium last week.
Wow. In the press box?
No, I was in the stands.
In the press box.
I don't have any business in the press box. I don't cover games anymore. I got no business, right? I felt like what's funny? The minute I stopped writing about the games was the minute I had no business in the press box because that's for working press only.
You're working press?
I'm working the next day.
Maybe.
That's why I go sit with the people.
Oh, okay. All right. You're a man of the people. I get it.
Well, you know. I was in the press box on the other Saturday night for the Sixers. I was working.
All right, there you go.
All right.
So you're still trying to
say that I'm not a journalist anymore. I get it.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I want you in there.
Yeah.
Maybe when
you
we
bastard.
Less snark in the press box. Maybe we need
Now, I'm a geek. You know I am. I don't say two words. When I used to cover a game, I never said two words. I watched the game. That's what a loser I was. I just watched the game.
That's what you're supposed to do. But you know what? You did baseball.
But you,
it's a long season.
I did every sport, Holmes.
I don't believe that for one
season. Nah. I did every sport.
62 games.
I did one season of baseball. I did every other sport.
And you know what? That's enough. Hey, baseball is a lovely sport. Don't cover it.
Well, that's what they said after the 1 year. They were like, the Mets were horrible. They said, we want you to be a takeout writer, which is a feature writer.
There you go. And that's the use of your talent right there.
Yes, exactly. So, Mike, enough of that nonsense. What's going on tonight? What are you feeling?
I got an Eagles dub. First of all, let's start with the Cowboys. They got major, major problems. And I talked about this on the air yesterday. In addition to their coaching problems, there's nobody grabbing the ball in the locker room to get this team on the right track. And they used to have that guy in Jason Witten and Sean Lee. But Witten comes into the season and says, I want to take a step back from my leadership role. I want to let these younger guys take care of things. And those younger guys are not doing it right now. So that's why this team is floundering right now. And I just don't see any way that it's really going to change for them. And I like the Eagles' schedule, obviously, better than the – and we said the same thing before the Dolphins game. I get it. But I like the way it's setting up better for the Eagles right now than it is for the Cowboys. And the other thing about the Cowboys, and Jerry's going to be to blame for this as well. The guys that got elected captains were the guys that got paid for the most part. Jalen Smith, DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, Dak's a captain, but you got to make the quarterback captain. And other guys in that locker room are looking at it sideways a little bit, saying, oh, is this what it's going to be about? You got to get paid. You're the company guy. So there's just major problems with that team right now. And I just can't get there's so much momentum going the other way. It doesn't turn around. So that's one thing. Not to say that the Eagles are perfect. You know, Doug throws on the pads last week and didn't even consult them. And Jeff McClain wrote something to this extent.
Yes.
Not everybody was happy. Not everybody was happy. Okay. But you know what? Sometimes you got to get a team to be a little prickly. You know, and I think this is a good spot. So, and listen, Doug Peterson's a former player. If anybody understands, hey, I want to take it easy a little bit, it's a former player. So for him to step on the gas right now, I think that was the right call. You also have a short week next week because after this game, you're losing your Wednesday practice, basically. So I'm sure he's thinking, let's get the work in now ahead of time. We got the extra day last week.
That's right.
And if it pisses some people off, tough. So, you know, I can't imagine they come out flat tonight. You know, but you got a little bit of a, not an unknown with Eli because you know what he's about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You covered the Giants before going to the NFL Network. Mike Garofolo with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. What do you expect from that team?
I expect them to do what they've been doing all year, which is, you know, just kind of hang. You know, you're not going to blow their doors off, but they'll just kind of hang there. And Shermer, who's been arguing that that is a sign of a team that's competing. It's not competing.
No.
It's just kind of hanging around. You know,
right.
If the other team, and I've watched a lot of the games this year, if the other team's really not feeling like at any point, hey, we're probably going to lose this game, you're not competing. You're just making them work a little bit. Right. That's what the Giants are doing right now. And he tried to call them, after last week's game, a historically young team. I watched the press conference, and I'm like, what is he talking about, historically young? Yeah, they got some young guys, but they're not historically young. So I asked our research people who just gave you that lovely stat a couple minutes ago, I said, well, how young are they? And they said, well, they're ninth youngest in the league. But you might want to point out that the eighth youngest team is the Packers, and they just beat them yesterday.
Right.
So there goes that excuse out the window. But you know how it is.
He's trying to do anything to save his job, man.
He's trying to save his job, for sure. And then the D coordinator, James Betcher, he comes to the podium the other day, and he starts talking about how great practice has been the last couple of weeks. Oh, these guys are competing. Come on, man. Nobody cares about practice. I mean, if it's not showing up on the field on Sunday, and John Mara is too smart for that. So it only smacks of desperation from this coaching staff right now. So that's what I kind of expect. The only problem is, you know, Daniel Jones comes to the line, and is he making the right call in the running game? Not all the time. Is Eli Manning? Yeah, that's what he's doing. So now, like, you got to be on your P's and Q's with the running game. Make sure that, you know, and that's probably a big reason why they threw the pads on, too. Another reason is, you know, we know they're going to try and run the football on us, and we can't let that happen. So we'll see. It'll be a spirited performance. I can't see any reason under the sun that the Eagles are going to win this game. I'm sorry, that the Giants are winning.
Well, you stopped me in my tracks.
Sorry.
Yeah. I know. I think the same thing. And I think not only the same thing do they win tonight, but I also think, I mean, the Rams are going to beat Dallas next week. Rams are feeling much better. They look better. Yeah. And that Dallas team, they're done. I just think they're done. The way they played, they go down the field against Chicago and then score the touchdown early and then just implode the rest of the game.
Yeah, the only thing that stops me, and I just laid it out for why they've got the problems that they've got, the only thing that stops me is it's the NFL. Nobody just absolutely positively lays down, you know.
Yeah.
There'll be that one more, you know, when you got the paddles and you're going with the paddles, you get that little flicker of a heartbeat for a second there, even if you're not going to get the pitch.
Right.
I've seen that before.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll get a little bit of that from them. So, you know, we'll see when that comes and what it's about. But if you're the Eagles, you know that it's coming down to week 16, as we've been saying all along, and you're at home. You got to like that, right?
I would think, you know, is Aguilar playing tonight?
I don't know yet. I've been too busy voice texting you.
Right. Well, let me know. Voice text me back if you hear one way or another. Because we hear that he's doubtful and, you know, I don't know how. You come back, you play last week, and now you're not going to play?
Yeah. Maybe it's
bad. It's bad optics.
Wow. Listen, I feel bad for the guy.
I don't. He stinks. He should never be on this team. I told you that. But
you can't stand him. I know that.
I've said it over and over and over again.
But he's got ability.
He does not have ability. He can't catch. He's got bad hands.
But don't say he doesn't have ability.
He's fine, so he can run? He's got bad hands. He's a wide receiver.
He can separate. He can open.
He can only separate when he's out of this in the slot. He can't separate when he's outside.
Okay, fine. There's a lot of guys.
Oh, so now I got a no hands slot receiver. Great.
Well, I can't defend the hands.
Oh, you ain't got ability. How are you a wide receiver? How do you have ability if you can't catch?
Because there's a lot of boxes to check. You know,
he can't play on the outside. He can't play on the outside. What do you see? What do you see in this guy?
There's guys that can't play on the inside.
But usually those guys on the outside are burners. The one guy is usually a burner on the outside.
Okay.
And usually,
what are you saying?
You know what I'm saying? He can't catch it. He can't play on the outside. He's a fast guy. I need a guy. First of all, if he's playing the slot, I need you to catch the ball. All right? I need my slot guy to find space. Sit down in space and catch the damn football.
Just stick with the hands, and you'll win the argument, because I can't defend it. Just stick with the hands.
I have to stick with everything. The guy can't play. The guy should not have been signed. He should have been released last year instead of giving almost $10 million. Oh, by the way, he can't track a ball.
Did you ever see him try to track
a football? Let's go to that argument.
I know why they hung in there, because I've seen it before. Guys are so afraid of a guy that they believe in is going to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
going to clip.
Yeah. Answer me this other question, as you got not only on my nerves about these receivers. Why would you sign Alshon Jeffery to an extension and then draft J.J. Arcega-Whiteside?
Well, the Alshon extension before the season, I mean, the latest one?
Yeah.
That was just a minor tweak. That was the big extension was the one before that. And then you're saying, why draft J.J.?
Well, if you can't get out of the contract, they're both guys that can't run.
Yeah. But Alshon's got way more ability. I mean.
Well, that's my point about drafting Arcega-Whiteside. And Alshon looks half-cooked anyway.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think we've seen the best of him. No doubt about it. No question. You've heard him all. You know for his potential feelings that he won't confirm towards.
I know all about them.
Who's going to win that stare down?
Well, of course the quarterback. But here's the problem. That contract is killing you. And you got to pay. The cap hit is the nasty one for that guy.
That stuff's overrated. Don't worry about that.
All right. Well,
it's more cash.
Here's the deal. I don't have to do the budget, so you're right there. They got more issues at wide. I don't understand it, but whatever. The season's alive.
The other thing is, and you can, if you want, to criticize this. They were relying so much on Deshaun this year.
Well, of course. And well, listen, when you fail in drafts, what happened? All this stuff, Joe Douglas is a genius. Got him a job.
Who are we upset at? Howie, Joe?
Everybody.
Contracts?
Everything.
I just, you know.
When you look at the drafts.
The drafts have not been good.
All right.
The drafts have not been good.
Okay, well.
And listen, frankly, I go back to this, and I said this, not giving up the King's ransom for Jalen Ramsey, knowing that they've got to restock the cupboard and they need their pick. Now, I know you're going to sit there and say, well, they haven't been hitting on their picks. Well, who cares? Just give them away anyway. You need your draft.
You know who I wanted, who I screamed for weeks before he got moved? Was Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
I told you about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's see, Emmanuel Sanders yesterday, 7 catches, 157 yards, 1 touchdown catch, 1 touchdown thrown.
But hold, refresh my memory. At the time, didn't they, and I know they're different players, but at the time, didn't they believe Deshaun was still coming back? That was before that, right?
Yes, it was.
He was hurt, but he was coming back.
Yeah, but here was my argument, which I said over and over and over again, that you get Emmanuel Sanders, who can play the slot or play the outside. And this way, you have, if something does happen to Deshaun, you actually have a secondary option. You got a backup plan there.
Yeah, but...
Of course, it always goes back to my hatred of Aguilar, but, you know...
Well, they were trying to move Big V, okay, to get a pick, and then maybe they move another pick to get a guy. Like, I know that Howie was probably thinking, well, if I can get this and get a pick,
right,
maybe that'll offset what I do elsewhere, and
nothing
really came together.
No, but again, my only point was, you go get Emmanuel Sanders. It wasn't like a Jalen Ramsey. I wanted Jalen Ramsey, but I understand.
I will say this. Sanders went from the same offense to the same offense. So I think that's probably helped him play well there.
Okay. All right.
It was Scangarello coming from San Francisco to Denver. And so that helped the transition.
Okay.
I don't know how it would have been. Okay. You know, I know he's a veteran guy. I know he's smart.
This
conversation started with you talking about we're going to the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, but then you annoyed me with your Aguilar love.
It's not love. It's just you figure at some point the guy's like, he's just getting all his drops out early. I mean, he's borderline Nate Brown. Nate Brown couldn't catch
the ball. He's worse than Nate Brown.
Is he worse?
Yes. Nate Brown at least could catch in practice.
He's got more other ability than Nate Brown had.
Yeah, I know. He can run. Yeah, good. Go, you know what? Make him go run for USA.
Put him in the 4x100.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Get the hell out of here with Aguilar. I love you, Mikey. Listen, be careful, okay? Driving down there, be careful in the rain. I know it sucks. You can't wear Armani, but at least you got the NFL Network.
Hey, I'll see you in the press box tonight.
All right, brother. I'll be looking for you. See you, buddy. Mike Garofalo, NFL Network.
He's not going to be wearing Armani because he's been wearing a Nelson Aguilar jersey. Wearing a customized number 17 Nelly jersey.
That's a good one, bro. That's a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.